Welcome to the Homeschool Sanity Show, your weekly prescription for happier, healthier homeschool living. I'm your host, Dr. Melanie Wilson, Christian psychologist turned homeschooling mom of six.
Hey, homeschoolers. I'm so happy to be back on the podcast. I took a break to prepare for the Greater St. Louis Area Home Educators Expo and the launch of my new language arts curriculum, Grammar Galaxy. I had so much fun at the expo, and it's been amazing getting feedback on the curriculum. Members of homeschoolscopes.tv have been unboxing it and even doing the lessons with their kids live on Periscope. I wanted to use this episode to share more about what Grammar Galaxy is and the story behind it. If you're in a hurry to see it, go to grammargalaxybooks.com. Use the coupon code SANITY for $10 off the two-book set now through April 30th, 2016. Grammar Galaxy Nebula is a complete language arts curriculum for beginning readers. It's targeted for students in the second grade, but is appropriate for first graders who are reading and older students who are reluctant readers or lagging in language arts or who would enjoy learning along with a younger sibling. Many of the concepts taught in the Nebula level are appropriate for older students. We teach many of the same concepts repeatedly from first grade through the senior year in high school. That's a problem. Students aren't mastering the material, and English then becomes incredibly boring. Having taught language arts to my own six children for 17 years and many of my friends' children, I was constantly looking for a way of engaging kids in reading and writing, my passion. I found many real gems in the curriculum I've tried, but nothing that had everything I wanted. 3 years ago, I decided to write my own curriculum to meet that need. My first stab at it was very traditional. I probably wouldn't have bought it myself. A year later, it suddenly dawned on me. Why do we take the teaching of language arts out of context? We have children work with meaningless, dry sentences. They aren't related to anything in their world. We also ask them to remember things like what dangling participles are without using any mnemonics or memory aids. What if, I asked myself, I used story to help kids remember? So instead of trying to remember what a prefix is, prefix becomes a character who tries to destroy the English language by introducing the re-virus into the galaxy's computer system. People would keep repeating themselves. Movies would stay stuck in rewind. As a result, kids would remember what a prefix is and learn the meaning of prefixes too. Grammar Galaxy was born, a fictional universe where the royal English family lives. Their enemy, the Gremlin, tries to destroy the English language, so the King of English makes his three children, Kirk, Luke, and Ellen, guardians of the galaxy. They quickly realize that the chaos the Gremlin creates will require the help of the other young people in the galaxy. You, as the homeschool parent, read a 10-minute story to your student about the latest crisis the Gremlin has caused. You have vocabulary words defined in the text using easy-to-remember synonyms. You end the story with questions to aid your student's comprehension. Then your student turns to the workbook, which is more properly named a mission manual. Each mission relates to the story and begins with a brief letter from the English kids reminding them of the problem they're solving. Missions are broken up into three steps, which are perfect for completing during three separate days of the week. Steps will probably require teacher assistance to read, but will take 10 minutes to complete. Missions begin with review questions in the On Guard section to maintain the learning. At the beginning Nebula level, students have very little handwriting to do. The first step generally uses pictures, and most steps suggest that students use a highlighter to give their answers. Highlighters are perfect for students with less developed fine motor skills and are just plain fun to use. At this time, I am sending out free erasable Grammar Galaxy highlighters with print orders. They are so popular that that may change. The second step always includes an activity that isn't seat work. Your student may be asked to go on an adjective scavenger hunt or try to speak without using contractions. These are not activities that require lots of prep time because I don't like that as a homeschooling mom myself. You can just open up the book and go for most of these activities. At the end of each mission is an advanced guardian step that is perfect for students who like to write. Students who don't, but would like to consider themselves advanced, can dictate their answers to you. Grammar Galaxy covers not just grammar, but literature concepts, reading skill development, vocabulary, spelling, some phonics review, handwriting, composition, and even a little public speaking. At the end of each unit, young guardians are asked to get 9 of 10 questions in a challenge correct to move on to the next unit. They get 2 tries, and if they don't pass, you as the teacher can create your own challenge. The point is to help your child be successful. When your child completes a unit, he or she earns a star for their Grammar Guardian bookmark. At this time, I am including a bookmark that has the Grammar Guardian pledge on the back with print orders for free. But all purchasers receive a digital version they can print at home. If you want your child to have more practice with the concept, I've included a list of links on the website. Generally, one link is a game-type link and the other is a worksheet. I'd like to address some questions I've received about the curriculum. First, does this take the place of a phonics curriculum? No, it does not. If you have a beginning reader, you should continue with your phonics curriculum while doing Grammar Galaxy Nebula. People have said, this seems perfect for boys. Is it a good choice for girls too? As a mother of 5 boys, and having taught loads of boys over the years, the stories and activities are meant to appeal to boys. But I also have a daughter. Some of the stories are definitely written to appeal to girls in particular. The stories are funny, and so are many of the missions. Humor is equally appealing to both boys and girls. I've had the same positive feedback from parents, whether it's been used with boys or girls. People ask me if the Nebula level is appropriate for their 4th, 5th, or 6th grader. I think that depends. The stories are appropriate for kindergarten through 6th grade. Some of the mission steps will be too easy for students in 4th through 6th. Some of these students will enjoy it so much more than a traditional English curriculum that they won't mind. You can find reading and writing that is more challenging for them to do. If an older student is working with a younger, I think you'll find it works well. If you're not sure, I encourage you to go to the GrammarGalaxyBooks.com site and click Get Started. That will take you to a page where you can download a sample and the table of contents that will help you decide. The next question I get is if there is another level coming. Yes. My target release date for the level that's most appropriate for 3rd graders is fall of this year, 2016. Some parents have wondered if this is enough of a language arts curriculum to fill up their required homeschool hours. No, it isn't. But my advice is not to fill up hours with seat work that will likely kill your child's enthusiasm for language arts. Fill up hours with reading, listening to audiobooks, playing language-related games, and writing for fun. The short, fun nature of these lessons is designed to keep your child's motivation for reading and writing high. I have been hearing from parents that their child wants to do Grammar Galaxy at dinner and at bedtime. It's even made their children enthusiastic about homeschooling again. I cannot tell you how rewarding that is to hear. Finally, parents ask me what they need to get started. You need one Nebula text per family. This is the storybook you will read from. Then you will need a workbook or mission manual per student. If you purchase digitally, you can make as many copies for your immediate family as you need. There is no teacher's manual. I've just included a teacher's note in each book. Now I have some bad news. The introductory pricing for Grammar Galaxy has ended. The good news is I have a coupon code just for my podcast listeners, since I didn't tell you about the sale. Add the coupon code SANITY to the two-book digital or print set kit and get $10 off now through April 30th, 2016. If your child is too old for Nebula level, I encourage you to go to GrammarGalaxyBooks.com and click Get Started. You'll be able to get your free reading treasure hunt, which will put you on the mailing list for announcements of upcoming volumes and exclusive discounts. Of course, I would love it if you would share the Grammar Galaxy website with homeschooling friends with young readers, or even parents with kids in traditional schools who are concerned about their child's reading and writing success. Thank you so much for allowing me to share this project with you. I'd love to connect with you at Psycho with Six on Periscope or on Homeschool Sanity on Facebook, where I will be broadcasting live. I'll be back next week with more Homeschool Sanity. Thank you for joining me for the Homeschool Sanity Show. This has been a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.